239-1310. 239-1310's After News name is coming up. And State Representative Cherish Pryor and State Senator Greg Taylor, they're going to be figuring out a way to sneak out of their job at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday to try to sneak on a television or go online to News1Now.com to be able to watch the premiere on TV One of News1.com. Let's give you a preview of what you'll see starting Monday at 9.
Coming November 4th, start your day with News One Now, TV One's first ever daily news show. Hosted by award-winning journalist Roland Martin.
News One Now is a show that focuses on our issues, our concerns from our perspective. We need to see the best and the brightest in Black America, not just every now and then, but every single day.
News One Now, hosted by Roland Martin, every weekday morning at 9, starting Monday, November 4th, on TV One.
And he's on our live line, the man with the ascots, Alpha Phi Alpha number one. And he also likes the Houston Texans, too. But other than that, he's Roland Martin premiering in News One Now. Are you ready, my brother?
I'm ready. First of all, I'm going to really be hype on News One Now Monday morning after my Texans beat the Colts on Sunday night.
Oh, you are. I can't wait. I'm going to be nice today. I'm gonna be nice today because y'all got a new quarterback that you're breaking in now, the Houston Texans, and we're in Reliance Stadium. But all that being said, so what will people see starting at 9 a.m. on TV One?
Well, I think first off, look, the last 4 years we had Washington Watch, our Sunday morning news show. We broke lots of ground in terms of fresh faces and voices. And like I said in that promo, it's about our issues, our concerns. There's an election on Tuesday, elections all across the country on Tuesday, mayoral races, gubernatorial races. And so, you know, how many of these shows you see out there are still dealing with voter suppression? Mm. They act as if that's gone away now that the presidential election is going on. So here's what's happening in Philadelphia. They are running ads on radio in Philadelphia saying, hey, show your ID on the election. You don't have to, it's not required, but go ahead and show it. Well, and so you're going seriously? And a judge has allowed them to do so. Look at what's happening in North Carolina. You know, are we certainly going to deal with who are going to be the governors in these states? You know, 50% of African Americans live in the South. And so what about some of these elections? It's really about us speaking to our issues, our concerns. And so that's really what my focus is. That's really what we're going to be focusing on. And again, we don't have to apologize for being Black. Mm-hmm. You look at some of these other cable news shows, yeah, every now and then you'll see people who look like us. Every now and then you'll see stories focused on us. No, for us it's going to be every day, 5 days a week, 365.
We're talking with Roland Martin. The show is News One Now. It premieres on TV One, 9 a.m. Indianapolis time on Monday. How are you going to, you know, all these other national shows, they get so Washington focused, except for Morning Joe that has obsessed over the Boston Red Sox. how are you going to, you know, make sure that, because the African-American community, the African-American diaspora in America is not just confined on the East Coast. We're in flyover country. How are you going to include those voices so if we're watching here in Indianapolis, we're not just seeing folks on the Eastern Seaboard?
Well, very simple. First of all, this is going to be a combination of a syndicated radio show, TV show, plus online. And so what we've done is we're going to be able to Skype in people from all across the country. And so one of the things, so we're talking about public policy. You know, we had a Washington Watch. I want to be able to have State Senator Vincent Hughes of Pennsylvania because he's over appropriations there. And so he can talk fluently about public policy, but also how it affects what happens there in Pennsylvania. Same thing, if I'm talking about what's happening in Texas, I want to be able to reach out to Rodney Ellis, State Senator, as well as Royce West. You know, one of the things that I did, even when I was on CNN, is that I brought those voices to the table. And that even if they were not booking those guests, I would say I was talking to Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman, or I was talking to then Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox, or I was talking to this particular mayor. That's one of the ways you do it. And so when we're talking about, so for instance, we're talking about SNAP. We're talking about who's affected. So for me, it's going to be, you know, what is the number one state for African Americans most affected by this? Who are those voices from those places? What is, you got to remember, the difference is the person sitting in the chair. Mm-hmm. there telling the people who work on their staff, no, this is how we're going to do this. That is the difference.
We're talking with Roland Martin. Now, we don't want you to forget that Indiana exists, you know. And one of the reasons I bring it up is I know you are a strong proponent of some aspects of school choice, and you know Indiana. Absolutely. You know Indiana is this hotbed laboratory of school choice. We've got now the largest voucher program of any state in the United States. We got charter schools rolling all over Indianapolis, and I know you heard about this guy Tony Bennett, the non-singing education guy that got thrown out of here and found out he was cheating on A through F standards. So we might have some issues for you to talk about on News One now.
And here's the deal. Look, where I stand when it comes to school choices, I believe in one thing, results.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you have existing schools that are doing the job, my deal is how do you replicate that? And so absolutely you're going to see a lot of discussion about education on our show because that is the most fundamental issue that is confronting African Americans. And so we need to be having that discussion in our own unique way as opposed to relying on others to sort of drive that conversation. And again, and see, one of the other things is what happens is we have these national discussions about education and choice. People come on the show and they sort of, oh, the studies say this, the polls say this. And my whole deal is like, no. What studies? What polls? What state? Where are things working? I believe in having forward-thinking conversations, and that is what's working and the places where it's not working, get rid of it. See, I'm very clear. If there are charter schools that are not being successful, shut them down and deal with it that way. I mean, so I believe you fix the problem. I don't believe in somebody going, well, you know, the charter schools, they're not doing well over here. Well, what is your school doing? Well, we're not doing well either, but no, there are no buts. You fix the problem, and I think what happens is, when you watch these shows, and I don't care, take your pick. You look at Fox, you look at CNN, you look at MSNBC. The discussions are not on fixing the problem. The discussions are not on how do you make it better. The conversations are all about, here's the problem, let's have a fight, and then when it's all done, okay, thanks a bunch, we're done. Well, that's not the conversation you know, we're going to have. I challenge people when it comes to being accountable to how is it improving. But the same thing happens to me with civil rights groups, and that is, I don't believe in people coming on and, oh, we're doing this, this, and this. What I then say is, fine, we're going to have you back 3 months later. We're going to have you 6 months later. And how did that work out? How did you quantify it? I don't want to hear platitudes. I want to hear results.
Roland Martin, now you mentioned not only is this on TV One, which in this community is on AT&T UVerse, it's on Bright House, it's on Comcast Xfinity, and it's on DirecTV. But for those people that don't have cable in their office, or maybe they didn't pay for the cable in their house this month, but they still got the internet is working, you can go to news1.now and watch it on the stream?
Yeah, but yes, you're right. Well, first of all, you would not be able to see it, but you can hear it.
Okay.
And the reason being, in a lot of these, first of all, these cable deals, when you sign them, you're limited to how much video you can put online per month.
Uh-huh.
That's why Al Jazeera America had to get rid of their online stream. Because, frankly, a cable company says you want people to buy the cable to see the actual show. But because we are also a syndicated radio show,
hello,
you will be able to listen to the stream live, so you'll still be able to hear the conversation. So you're not going to be left out. We're also going to be podcasting all 3 hours.
Mm.
And so let's say you say, well, look, man, I'm at work, or I can't listen to it. That's not a problem. First of all, set your DVR. You can set your DVR right now if you have TV One to record every show, every day. And if you miss it, you can go to news1.com to listen to the whole 3-hour show.
Mm.
We have it broken down by hour. We'll also break up different segments. And so if you only want to hear the roundtable, if you only want to hear, you know, I got Charles Barkley confirmed for next week.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have Aretha Franklin on the show.
No.
We're finding now Carolina Senator Tim Scott on the show.
Roland, you still there?
So
okay.
I'm here.
Okay. You know, you're going to have a segment on there to make cell phones work better. That's a segment you need on News One now.
You know, unfortunately, I'm raising 6 nieces, so when they tell you when I got to go on a food run, you got to go.
I'm going to let you go. 9 o'clock, local
That's
time.
Right.
News One now. He's going to be a little groggy because he's going to be staying up after Andrew Luck makes another one of his fourth quarter comebacks.
Ain't going to happen.
And it's not going to happen.
It ain't going to
happen. you got something to back that up with?
Oh, yeah, that's real simple. It's called history. We beat y'all last year. We're going to beat you again this year. And then y'all are going to be the start of the resurgence of the Texas season. So I'm appreciating that in advance.
Chris says, no, my audience is, but we still love you anyway. I got two state legislators here. State legislators listed to you, and they love you. They love you too. Roland Martin. He's got what? You know what color the ascot's going to be?
We have Ascot Fridays, so I'll be rocking the ascot on Friday, and I'll leave that for to be a surprise.
Roland Martin, he is part of News One Now, and it's something from our sister network, TV One, and it's going to be a great thing. He's a two-time NAACP Image Award winner, and he's waiting till February 22nd when the Image Awards are only on TV One. That's going to be hard.
Right. We're going to win again.
You're going to win again?
You're going to win again. Well, I've been nominated 5 straight years. The problem is they keep putting us in the same category as unsung. So I've been talking to Ben Chavis, Rosalind Ross, as well as Leonard James, the Chess. And look, man, y'all got to put us in the news category, not with an entertainment show. So at least the award has stayed in the family.
Well, it would seem to me they ought to know, wait a minute, it's on TV One. Let the network covering the thing get a blessing or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I keep trying. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be involved some way. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Roland Martin. Now, you're welcome back on the program anytime now. Don't be
a stranger. Don't give me a call. I mean, come on, man.
All right. I'm going to find your email in the company register.
No, my email, I got my own website. You ain't got to go to the company. It's simple. Roland@RolandFMartin.com.
All right.
I check my own stuff.
All right. You will hear from me, especially after the game on Sunday night. Roland.
No, you're going to be sending me a sorrowful email saying I apologize.
Hey, I'm humble enough to do that, my brother. Anyway, he is Roland S. Martin. News One Now premieres 9 a.m. on TV One, or you can hear it at news1.com. My brother, good luck to you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right.